and 37, and you ignore this description of the self-exaltation of the Catholic Church, you're ignoring the very key to what chapter 11 identifies as the key to establish the vision. What establishes the vision, according to Uriah Smith, and he's correct when he's commenting on verse 14, is the self-exalting power that we know is Rome. So when we get to verse 36 and 37 and we see the premier illustration of self-exaltation, Uriah Smith is speaking against himself when he says this can't be Rome. This is Rome. This is the papal power. And we will begin to look at verse 40 and onward in our next presentation.